The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Aisling Larkin is here to talk about the taste of summer, the flavours of summer, and we're all here for it, Aisling.
Oh yeah, summer has arrived, didn't it? You spent so many weeks going, will we get a summer? Is summer here? And it is here, and it feels glorious. It feels warm and it feels exciting, and there's a little bit of adventure and liveliness in the air. The French have a beautiful word. It's called vif, and it means this kind of liveliness, this energised energy that's in the air. And I think that's what summer brings. And then you're trying to capture that and bring it into food. And how do you translate that into food?
So and that's it changes what you want to eat, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, so much. Like when the weather is so nice, everybody will say, God, I wasn't even hungry. Oh, we'll just have something quick. And this is where you just want to be outside. You don't want to be in the kitchen cooking. None of us do. So from that perspective, but also your appetite goes down because your body is really busy thermoregulating. And for the likes of us in Ireland who get 3 or 4 days, like, we're grand. But for people who live in big heat all summer long, you know, it's that thing of how do you stimulate your appetite as well as everything else? And flavours can do that on certain foods.
So there's a couple of big summer flavours that you have identified. Yeah. We'll start with mango, which is a great one.
Yeah, you have things like mango, passion fruit, yuzu, grapefruit, lemon, lime.
Can I just put my hand up and say, I don't know what a yuzu is. I've heard of it. I probably have had it in things. I don't know. What is it?
So it comes from central China. It looks like an underripe lemon, very hard, kind of gnarly skin on the outside. Very much used in Japanese cuisine. Very difficult to cultivate. So it's very premium fruit. It flavor-wise, right, it is a cross between a mandarin, a lemon and a lime, all mixed together. So it has a slightly softer, more rounded floral flavour than just a lemon or a lime.
But so it's citrusy, more, is it?
It is citrusy, but it's almost like a toned-down, elegant citrus. So you would never, you'd rarely buy like a yuzu fruit. But what we can buy is yuzu syrup and yuzu kind of juice. And you would use that. So there's yuzu ponzu, which is used kind of like with soy sauce over fish and things like that. So it's a very, think of almost like, you know, like elderflower. That delicate kind of undernote. It's a little bit like that, a little bit like bergamot.
Okay.
So that's what
yuzu is. So it's to elevate your dishes. And what would you be using it in? Desserty type things,
yeah. So like beautiful, like yuzu white chocolate tiramisu would be really nice. Yuzu in a lemon tart would be beautiful. Even the syrup, you can buy it in one of the shops on Drury Street there. There's a company, I'll actually put up a picture later. It's a brown bottle. It's only about 15 or 16 euro for the yuzu syrup. Beautiful in a cocktail.
And you're just using a drop of it, are you?
Drops,
a tiny bit. Now,
drops.
I'm going to eat some of this beautiful food because I'm not letting it go to waste. What is this?
This is gorgeous. So back to the mangoes. This is a mango and prawn salad. So we've got prawns that are cooked in garlic and lemon juice. Then I've done a beautiful quinoa. So just cook the quinoa, bought a gorgeous miso dressing from the supermarket. Really nice. Poured that over it. And then I made a mango salsa, which is lovely.
The difference the miso dressing makes
unreal,
to the grain.
It?
Like, it is just a completely different food.
Totally.
Because that, without anything.
Oh, it's so bland.
It's so bland.
Hard to eat.
Like, yeah, I feel
so
like
bland.
It's homework, you know?
Yeah, totally. And like that miso
gorgeous.
Dressing is, it's a really premium. It's a lovely product, not expensive, in the supermarket. Again, I can pop up a picture later of it, but it's a lovely little one. The mango salsa, right? We have mangoes in Ireland. Tommy Atkins is one of the varieties that come to Ireland, right? And the only way I can describe them to you is almost like a functional pair of shoes. They're a mango. They look like a mango. They kind of smell like a mango, but they're functional. They're hardy. They're made to be transported. So like, I bought this mango a week ahead of this segment to have it beautiful and ripe and ready.
Oh, that's the secret, isn't it?
Well, it is. But even still, when I prepared it last night, it was still a little bit hard. So how do you fix that if you buy a mango in the supermarket? The mango salsa is gorgeous. Chop up your mango. There's a little bit of olive oil in there. Lime juice. So you're bringing in that lime. Little bit of chili. Little bit of red onion. And then I added a little bit of honey into it. And that just, it enhances the sweetness. The most beautiful mangoes in all the world are Alfonso mangoes. They're from India. They produce like something like 28 million tons of them a year. Actually, it was broke on the news, on Global News today. They've had a really bad crop this year. Like really, really bad. So like farmers who would have done 6,000 or 7,000 crates of mangoes are reporting they'll only do about 600 this year. And it was due to dramatic weather, El Nino, all of this kind of stuff. So
we won't see the Alfonso in Ireland this year, maybe.
It's kind of an Asian supermarket buy.
Okay.
Or a premium kind of buy. Mm-hmm. And you will pay a premium price, but the colour is orange and it's deeper and they're sensational.
when you get a hard mango, when you do all of those things that you mentioned with the lime and so on, are you ever going to soften it or are you just changing the flavour?
A little bit of both. You are softening it a little bit. So the acid, so it's like a ceviche on a fish. So the acid will almost kind of, isn't it lovely? Mm. Bright, zingy, fresh, couple of herbs through it. The acid will definitely help to soften it. The honey will help with the sweetness. But it's firm. Like it would be lovely to have it a little bit smoother. Frozen mango is a good option though. You know, it's not a bad option to make something like a mango lassi. Put in your live natural yogurt, a little bit of lime juice, tiny little bit of cardamom and make this beautiful kind of smoothie for the mornings. And that's another lovely way to have it.
Now, will we move to the Cockamelish?
Oh, let's move to the cake. I love it. I'm making this at Bloom this weekend, actually. So, and it's gorgeous. It is a plant-based cake, first of all. So it's passion fruit, lime and coconut cake. But it's a plant-based cake. I was at a bake sale recently and a lady came up and she said, do you have anything that's for vegetarians, for vegans? Do you have anything that's like non-dairy?
And you didn't, did
you? There was nothing. Mm-hmm. There was nothing for her. So I went off and I have developed this recipe and I love it. It's so easy. You melt your butter, so plant-based butter, like a stork or a plant-based butter margarine. You heat up coconut milk. Into the coconut milk, you're going to put a tablespoon of vinegar, like an apple cider vinegar or a white wine vinegar. And then you're going to pour that over your flour, your sugar, a little bit of vanilla in there, and then your desiccated coconut can go in. And what happens is,
so you don't need an egg.
Don't need an egg. You don't need an egg. There's no eggs in there. There's no butter in there. And it's just beautiful. And it's literally a melting one. And you pour the wet ingredients over the dry. Stir it with a spoon. You don't even need a whisk or a mixer or anything. And then bake it in the oven for about 30 minutes. And it's so there's bicarbonate of soda to give it a raise as well. But it's so light and it's lovely. And the little bit of vanilla goes lovely with the passion fruit. So you can put a little bit of lime juice through if you want. And then on top, there's a plant-based cream or you can use a coconut cream. And then there's passion fruit and lime. Isn't
so
it
I'm
delicious?
Just taking a bite, as you can hear. Sorry for eating at the mic. I think it's always really annoying. But anyway, I'm doing it. And the topping just has a real zing.
Yes.
That is what?
Passion fruit and lime.
Mm.
So it's literally the pulp of the passion fruit. And passion fruit pairs beautifully with lime, with white chocolate, with dark chocolate. It's gorgeous. Another little trick, actually, there's a lovely product you can buy, which is passion fruit curd. Like beautiful Irish companies make it. If you buy, you know, you can buy like donut holes, you know, the balls of little donuts.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a little bit of the passion fruit curd in a piping bag and like pipe it into the centre of your donut, like delicious, pipe in a little bit of cream as well. Oh my God. Such
heart
a
attack, heart attack territory.
Oh, but it's like delicious for the summer.
Would
delicious.
You would
for the
use
summer.
That like you would lemon curd.
Exactly like lemon curd. So if you love a lemon meringue pie, you could do a passion fruit curd lemon meringue pie. And it's really, really nice. I have a beautiful lemon and elderflower tart recipe on my website. And lemon tarts are I think a lot of home bakers think they're very difficult to do. And they are. Mine is so easy. You're literally just doing your sugar with your eggs, pouring your cream straight in. I put a little bit of elderflower cordial or syrup into it. And then you put it into your pastry case, bake it in the oven. It's foolproof.
But you have done a blind bake, have you beforehand on your pastry. And your pastry's beautiful and you've done all that properly as
or
well.
Or you can buy your shortcrust and just
you
use
can.
That and it works.
But you want to make it yourself, don't
it's
you,
nice
from
to
start.
Do a rich one, yeah.
So this is a long way away from the Mammy Salad. There is a place for the Mammy Salad on a hot summer's day.
Gosh, absolutely.
But if you want a bit of zing, really you need to introduce these gorgeous summer flavours.
Absolutely. Mango, passion fruit, the limes, the lemons. And like I said, to do it in a beautiful salad like that, that feels like it's good for you. But it's just delicious first. It's gorgeous.
Coconut and yuzu. They're the unusual ones that we might want to experiment with with this summer.
Yeah.
Now, Aisling, when you remind me of your website so that people can find all of these wonderful things.
So Instagram is probably the best place, Aisling Larkin, or the website is aislinglarkin.ie and all of the recipes we've spoken about today are up there.
Okay, thank you so much making my lunch.
A pleasure.
I enjoyed it an awful lot. And thank you as well for listening to the programme. We'll be back with you tomorrow. And don't forget, if you've missed anything on the programme, you can check it all out on the Go Loud app where you can listen back. The team today, Cormac McDonough was on sound, producers Helena O'Toole, Dee King and Alex Russo, research by David O'Connor and Shanna Cole, and our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.